From the makers of Rice-A-Roni comes Macaroni, a creamy, delicious boxed mac and cheese that's not just good, it's cheesy good. Macaroni will please even the pickiest eaters with two magnificent flavors that will melt your heart, creamy cheddar and creamy white cheddar. If you love cheese, you'll love Macaroni by the makers of Rice-A-Roni. If you don't love cheese, well, that's just unbelievable. Try Macaroni. It's cheesy good.
Macaroni, the San Francisco treat.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Here's an offer you don't want to miss. For just $3, treat yourself to a Krispy Kreme donut, like their irresistible chocolate donut with sprinkles, and an any size hot coffee or refreshing iced tea. Just three. Whether you're fueling up for the day or just taking a sweet break, this deal is for you. Price and participation may vary. Offer valid December 10th through April 30th, 2025 at participating McDonald's while supplies last. Krispy Kreme and associated trademarks used under license. Copyright 2024 KKDC. Copyright 2024 McDonald's.
Dave Moore
on Today FM.
Hello and welcome to Dave Moore, the podcast with me, Dave Moore, her, Maria Devereaux, him, Colin Minogue. Yo!
What up?
Pay attention. What are you looking at out there?
Just making sure that we're not going out anywhere else in the world.
You're always worried when I hit record that it's not going to quite work the way it's supposed to. And you're
just,
always glad
you know,
to
I was just
see is anybody panicking.
Sure, just making sure.
Well, you're panicking.
It did happen yesterday, and we found out through a text from my niece.
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
Which is very worrying.
It is. Well,
it is.
Out there, like, no one listens to us.
Well, what about this one? Balls! No. No. You sure?
Any texts from your niece?
I don't
like this game.
I like how you were safe with your swear
words. Yeah, because I could have used, you know, it could have been anything. Could have been talking about footballs. Tennis balls.
We just, yeah.
Bowling balls. Who knows what I could
have done. Stop, this game is scaring me.
I tell you what, we had some crack talking about during the week is the sound that my washing machine makes when a cycle is finished. But this literally blew my mind. Come here, something has blown my mind. This is very important. I think the whole country needs to know this.
Okay.
I have a Samsung washing machine, right? And anyone who has a Samsung washing machine will know the song the Samsung washing machine plays when the cycle is complete.
Sorry, first of all, you have a very fancy, I think mine is candy or something.
No, I think there's nothing wrong with candy. Or to be fair, I think I have the very cheapest Samsung washing machine.
Okay.
I think we wanted a grey one because you can see it because it's behind a door.
Yeah.
But it's not integrated. You know what I mean? So when you open the door to get a plaster out of the press, the washing machine is there. So we wanted a grey one that looks nicer than the white one, in my opinion. Anyway, it was the cheapest grey one they had. So it plays a song when the wash is done. So when the wash is finished, just so everyone in the house knows, you know, that usually in our house, that now Mammy is going to get the washing. I'm going to get it out now. I'm going to hang out your stinky clothes. It does this song. It goes on a fair bit. We're about halfway there. Okay, last bit. So that's the song. I know it off by heart.
So long.
Everyone has a Samsung.
Mine goes beep, beep.
Just to tell you, that's all it needs to do.
Yeah.
Samsung dressed this up. They put this on it. Now, I assumed somebody in Samsung is either, you know, plays the keyboard or they commissioned a musician to write us a little thing.
Yeah.
It is a little bit ostentatious. Like, it goes on, it's 24 seconds. Like, as Maria said, like, two beeps a couple of seconds apart would have been enough.
Yeah.
So that's what I figured. And by the way, I'm sorry for triggering everybody who's now sitting at work going, my wash is done. No, it's just Dave playing on the radio. Oh my God. It's an actual piece of music. It's a German choral piece of music that I just found last night. And so it goes on and on and on. The Samsung song at the end of your wash is some German choral piece. I don't know the name of it. I don't know it. And if anybody knows, you can let me know. If anyone else know this, I am utterly mind blown. I'm rarely mind blown, but I'm utterly mind blown by this.
Wow. Wow.
It is so mind blowing.
No.
It's a piece of choral music.
It's just a bit of music.
No, but come on. I've heard that like 479 times in my gaff in the last couple of years. And now I've realised that it's an actual song from some composer somewhere.
Well, firstly, I do a lot of my washing after the kids have gone to bed.
Oh.
So if that was happening, I'd be panicking. Going, shut up, you're going to wake the kids. Right? So
it's
that
very
would
piercing,
me.
I'll give you that.
Number two. Who cares?
No, I care.
Who cares?
We are Samsung
it's
washing machine owners.
It's utterly irrelevant to everyone except the people who have Samsung washing
well,
machines.
Well, that's fair, actually.
And even then, those people probably don't care either.
Do you care? You can let me know on 0874100102. I don't know. This is one of the big discoveries of 2024 in my mind. That's
The link is over.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough.
There's the end of it.
Kanye and Jamie Foxx, that is Gold Digger on Today FM.
Dave Moore on Today FM.
Well,
now that's a tune.
That is a tune.
If my washing machine played that tune after every wash, I'd be delighted with myself.
It's almost as good as the Samsung washing machine tune, okay? So look, this is what I've got to play for you, right? This is what my washing machine does after I turn it on, or after it finishes the cycle. And today, last night, I found out it's a choral piece of music from Germany. Like, Maria is not as mind blown as I am. I don't understand why.
I'm not even on the scale.
I'm so amazed by this. Eric says, I hope all fellow washing machine users are singing along. Yes, I agree, Eric. Every time I hear it, I whistle and sing along. Laura says, I hate the Samsung song. You're not alone, because listen to another Laura.
Hi, Dave. Laura in Limerick here. That Samsung noise drives me absolutely mental. I had a baby recently and I've nearly slipped discs running to it to turn it off before the baby wakes up. Thankfully, it broke recently and we got a different one because I just couldn't put up with it anymore.
Michelle wants to know, Maria, do you have a Whirlpool washing machine? Because she's been triggered by the noise you were making.
Oh, wow.
The little whistling
noise. No, mine's
noise.
Candy.
Candy.
I think I might be mixing up my noise with my dishwasher noise.
Oh, yeah. Dishwashers make the noise as well. But
definitely the candy washing machines go beep, beep.
Do you have a candy washing machine because Johnny's a Liverpool fan? Candy used to be the shirt sponsor for years at Liverpool.
Probably it was there when I moved in, so yeah.
Orr has been on to us with a message.
Come on, Dave, you just triggered PTSD there on me. playing that bloody thing. It's that annoying in our house that when it goes off, my son runs out and he turns off the washing machine. I'm actually disappointed. I thought, Dave, being the tech nerd that you are, you were going to tell me there was a way you could put on AC/DC Thunderstruck. Oh. As the song or the piece of music that'll come on at the end of your wash, because that'll be kind of cool, really. Alright, thanks, Dave.
Nice one. actually, apparently, you can turn it off. Someone has been in touch to say, if you know how to get into the menu system, which, let's be fair, who's getting into the menu
Is
system
or
a washing
or something?
Machine? Oh, I haven't
Is
thought about
smart?
An app. It's smart in the sense that it also sends me a notification when the wash is done.
Oh, right.
I don't know why I need that. I've done two washes in my life. Like, I'm so useless.
We got a smart dryer recently. But I don't know how to work it. I'm not smart
there
enough.
There is
obviously.
An app, though, of some sort.
I know, yeah, but I can't see. I have no idea how to sync it or what any of it means.
What it does, right. Yeah. I've also got amazing news, which is when I quickly searched on YouTube this morning before the show, I found a fella who, if you're into music, you'll know his name is, I think it's Vinatair or something. He's got like 7 million subscribers. He wheeled a piano into his back kitchen, waited for the wash to end, and then accompanied the piece of music. It's a bit of a banger. I'm kind of getting into it.
So he sat there
and waited.
He sat there and waited.
Yes.
With his piano. I'm sorry, it's a utility room. We cleared this up weeks ago.
Oh, sorry. I'm not allowed to say back kitchen. Yes, utility room. Fair enough. And then Dara in Limerick says, oh, thanks, Dave. My 2-year-old just went running to the utility room to help empty the washing, which he likes to do, and is now roaring crying because there's no wash on.
You're going to have to do a wash.
And there's other people who are after freaking out in the shower because they thought their own wash was marks. As I got out of the shower and got a fright. I thought my washing machine made it into my bedroom. No, you're okay. Lorraine's been on as well.
Dave, I did my junior cert and that was on the music course.
No.
I can't remember what it was called, though. I was able to hit every note. Well, hum it. Was it called the Trout, maybe?
Yes.
Or maybe I'm wrong. Anyway, love the show.
Thank you so much. And you're right, it is. It's called Die Forelle by Franz Schubert. Lillian has told us that. Thank you, Lillian. And I didn't know what that meant until someone else has texted in to say, where's that gone? Yes, it is from Joanne McAndrew in Sligo. Who said, no, that's not that one. Oh God, where's it gone? Anyway, someone else said it's called The Trout. I can't just find it now. But whatever it was, thank you very much. Oh yeah, Paula said, that's Schubert's music was the inspiration for The Trout, a song we sang when we were younger. So there you go. Now you're up to date. Now you know everything about Samsung washing machines. And still don't think anyone's as mind blown as I am that it's a piece of music. Fair enough. Obviously it didn't blow anyone else's mind, just no. My mind. But I thought it was amazing that it's a German piece of choral music. Amazing. Maybe that'll be a question on Music Master at some point. Who composed the song that's played at the end of the Samsung washing cycles? Franz Schubert. Okay, probably not. Won't be that.
No. It's a very hard.
It'll be about pop music.
It'll be a final round, and it'll be born in 1760.
When we have no more money left to give away
from Cologne, and it is the Samsung theme tune. If somebody says Franz Schubert, I'll give them all the prizes. The two Johnnies had a go and played each other in Music Master. Music Master special with the two Johnnies. Johnny Smacks versus Johnny B. Boys are in. How are you, lads?
Nervous.
Well, you should be.
Nervous.
Look, obviously Smacks a great competitor. I'm just looking forward to getting stuck in and may the best Johnny win. Thanks, Dave.
Right, well, here's the thing. One of you needs to go first.
Johnny B.
One of you needs to relax. I'm going to go Johnny B first. The reason is it's alphabetical.
Very good.
Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
Johnny B. For Johnny Smacks. So Johnny Smacks, you can sit back and chill out. You're going to get to know how this all works.
Let's go.
Let's go, Johnny B. We're about to jump in to round one of Music Master.
Round one.
In round one, could you go first? You have three categories to choose from. They're cryptically titled.
Okay.
Okay. You can have either Haven't We Met, I've Seen That One, or Tell the Truth. So which one of those do you want?
Haven't We Met.
Haven't We Met. Okay. Yeah. First one you're picking. And that is people I've interviewed.
Yes.
So that's what I'm going to ask you questions on. I'm going to put 60 seconds on the clock. Answer as many questions as you can. And your time starts now. Finish the song from Years and Years. If you're...
I've no idea.
Over me. Chess singer Lyra is very proudly from which Irish county?
Cork.
Yes. Johnny Buckland and Will Champion play guitar and drums for which band?
Pass.
Coldplay. Fill in the blank of this Damo Dempsey song. Something Vibes.
Good.
Negative.
Ah!
Name the French former footballer who also has a singing career.
Cantona.
Yep. I know you've been hurting waiting on a train that just won't come as a lyric from the song Better Days. Who's the artist?
Oh! Oh my God. Oh yeah, come on! This one!
If you don't know Pass, you're running out of time. Pass. Dermot Kennedy. Did Freya Riding sing about castles or sandcastles?
Castles.
Yes. Name the famous musical written by Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Junior B. All-Star.
No, Hamilton. Who sang about a man who can't be moved?
Script.
Yes. Duncan James is a member of which boy band?
Oh, jeez. Pass.
Blue. Who did Gareth Gates lose out to in Pop Idol?
Will Young.
Yes. And there's the drums. It's a good round. Let me add that up there now and see.
Nah, that wouldn't be good in the pop culture.
Score of 5 in round 1. That's not bad at all.
It's not hectic.
Well, it's not bad because we're going to change it up now. So we're going to go jump into the bonus round.
Ooh.
Bonus round.
Now, some would say you're unlucky for the bonus round because both of you, because you all get the same type of bonus round. So it's an audio round every time.
Okay.
The one you've gotten is called Dave's Ditties, which is where I play guitar and sing a song, but I don't sing any of the words.
Right.
Okay? And what you have to work out is what the artist and title is of each one, given that they're in the same category, people I've interviewed.
Okay.
Pretty much everybody.
Okay, nice,
so
nice.
Best of luck to you. Okay, so the artist and title of this, please.
Blue, doo, blue. Blue, doo, blue.
Oh. George Ezra.
Yeah, which song?
Green, green grass.
Green, green grass. There's a point on the board for you. Well done.
Bang, over the bell.
That's it. Try this one now.
Hosier, Take Me to Church.
Look at that, straight in with number 2. Now let me tell you this before we go on to number 3.
In this rule, in this game, there's a rule. In the bonus round, if you get all three right,
yeah,
I'm taking your original score from round one,
yeah,
and I'm tripling it.
So everybody calm down!
There's pressure on this one now. What is this? Artist and title, please.
Enrique Iglesias' Hero.
No.
Flame of the Wings.
No, you said Enrique Iglesias. You're not getting it.
They're very similar, David.
Westlife. Flying Without Wings is what we were looking for. 5 plus 2 gives you a final round score of 7. It's an excellent, excellent round, Johnny B.
I was thinking, like, jeez, Dave had Enrique Iglesias on it. I think I was going to go Google that one.
Yeah, no, it wasn't that one, I'm afraid. I can't give it to you. But listen.
How did he wear the hat in the heat and all? Sure, with a beanie cap on.
It's time for you, Johnny B, to sit back, take a deep breath and relax. Johnny Smacks, the pressure is on you.
I wouldn't get this jacket off, Dave.
We're going to get to this in a couple of minutes' time. The Two Johnnies Music Master Special on Today FM. Now, an impressive first round and bonus round from Johnny B gives him a score of 7. Johnny Smacks, how are you feeling about his performance?
Very apprehensive, Dave. Very nervous, yeah. Now, a couple of ones really suited me with the Westlife. If you could keep them all lads in white suits, I'll do it.
I wish it was that easy. Oh. I wish it was that easy. Okay, we've got to jump into round one and see what category you're going to choose.
Round one.
So you can't have Haven't We Met, my category's gone, but you can have either I've Seen That One or Tell the Truth.
I've Seen That One.
Okay, yeah. These are songs that reference or feature in a movie.
Okay. I knew it.
You see it? Yeah, yeah, you knew it. Okay, I'm going to put 60 seconds on the clock. Yeah. Answer as many questions as you can. Don't take as long as Johnny B beat it if you don't know an answer. Just skip away. Okay, here we go. Your time starts now. Is Kill Bill a hit for Sizzle or SZA?
SZA.
Yes. Name the Katy Perry single which shares its name with a Steven Spielberg classic.
Fireworks.
E.T. In the song from Deep Blue Something, what meal are they talking about having at Tiffany's?
Breakfast.
Yes. Name the song that includes the line, but I thought the old lady dropped it into the ocean at the end.
Titanic.
No. Oops, I Did It Again by Britney Spears. Dire Straits is a song which references which Shakespearean movie?
Romeo and Juliet.
That's right. In the song Wuthering Heights, who is Kate Bush singing as?
Pass.
Kathy. The song Bad Romance has several Hitchcock references. Name the singer.
Lady Gaga.
That's right. Finish the name of this movie referencing song. We Didn't What?
Start the Fire.
Yep. What kind of race did Queen famously sing about?
Human.
No, bicycle race. Which numerical band sing the song I Miss You?
Blink-182.
That's right. Complete the name of this 1985 singing band Bowling For?
Soup.
Yes. Debaser from the album Doolittle is from which band?
Pass.
Yeah, too late. Drums are in. It was Pixies.
Shenanigans.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So now the bonus round takes on a bit of importance. If he even gets one right in the bonus round.
I knew you all preferred him.
You're going through.
I am sweating.
Right, well, let's see what happens in the bonus round.
Bonus round.
Me singing again. Sorry.
I love it.
Yeah.
Bowling for Soup is a gas one. Someone once referred to us as Bowling for Stew.
Fair. That's absolutely fair. Okay, so these are songs that feature in or are about a movie.
Okay.
And the reference movie is somewhere in it. And it's me singing. Artist and title of each one. You only need one now.
Yeah.
If you don't get any right, we're going to a tiebreaker. And lads, we very rarely have tiebreakers. But here we go. What's this?
Take On Me, a hat.
He's got it. He had to sing the rest of it, but he's got it. Listen, we're going to keep going and do the rest of them, even though you're even in the final.
I want to trash him now.
What's the next one? What's the next
sick.
One? What's the next one? Celine Dion, My Heart Will Go On. Titanic tripped you up twice, Johnny.
Titanic, I'm going to go home and watch it.
Watch it all. Yeah. Okay, final one.
Hotel California, the Eagles.
He's got it. In fairness to him, he's got it. You're going to add that point onto his score. 7 plus 2.
Yeah, look, obviously at the end of the day I'm just saying nothing. I thought referee was very unfair.
Now hang on, here's the thing. You've only beaten Johnny B. You're not a music master yet, because the next thing we have to do is go to the final round.
I'm ready.
Which is the real test. Johnny B, I'll have to let you go, but I'm going to give you a Dave Moore mug. Okay, you get your hands on one of them. Johnny Smacks, you've already won the Dave Moore Bluetooth headphones. The Bluetooth headphones are yours. However, on top of that, we're not giving you the cash prize. You could also win a certificate for your wall that says,
I need that.
You are a music master. Imagine hanging that up in the office. This fella, every day looking at
constant reminder, Dave, that I am the elite Johnny.
Okay, well, let's find out. We're going to do the final round in a couple of minutes. The two Johnnies with Dave Moore on Today FM.
Music Master on Today FM.
Okay, here we are, Music Master. It's time to get serious. We're getting towards the final round. Johnny Smacks beat Johnny B. 9-7.
I heard you the first time, man.
No. We reiterate this every time with the callers. You have to go through the same pain. 9-7.
Yeah, you're listening to Johnny Smacks FM.
We're down now to the final round. Smacks, this is where it comes really important. You've already got the headphones. They're safe.
Yeah.
You don't want the headphones. You want the certificate that you can frame up and says you are a music master. I will sign it for you.
How big can I get blown up today?
Well, it starts as like an A4, 70 inch. But I think if you just keep going.
Yeah, I want the size of a plasma.
Wrap the whole house in it.
He's going to take out a billboard.
Put down his carpet.
Well, hang on, you haven't done it yet.
Okay.
You haven't done it yet. Are you ready for the final round of Music Master?
I'm ready, Dave.
All right, let's do it. Final round. Okay, in this final round, I'm going to give you three clues to the identity of an artist.
Okay.
I'm going to give you the year they were born, the place they're from, and a lyric from one of their songs.
Okay.
And then you'll have 10 seconds to tell me who it is. No more.
Yeah.
Is that clear?
Yeah.
Okay. The year is 1959. The place is Drumlish, County Longford. And the lyric is, I miss the wonder of your kiss. How could you leave me here like this?
Dave, I'll nod it in back pause. It's only Declan Nerney, come on!
He's gone for Declan Nerney. He's super confident. There isn't a bit of doubt in him. Let's find out. Is he right? Mr.
Wonder. Oh, yes, it is.
There it is. The Million Dollar Fringe. You leave me here like Declan Nerney.
Do not adjust your radios, lads.
Declan Nerney's the right answer.
Yes.
Smacks, you are a music master.
Kiss my feet, Johnny B.
You are a music master.
Oh,
well done.
I feel like I want to get carried out of here. Can we have a parade or
put
something?
Put him on your shoulders and carry him out. We're giving you the headphones and the certificate for your wall. It says you're a music master, Johnny B. I'm sorry.
You're only encouraging him, no, Dave.
I know.
Dave, we don't win many awards, I'm going to be honest. I take everything I can get.
Listen, fair play,
lads. Ray Foley, get me in here. Let him carry me out. I want to be carried out shoulder high over here.
Johnny B, Johnny Smacks, don't forget they're in the Three Arena. They're also got Points in the Field 3 happening in June 7th in St. Anne's Park. Lads, thanks a million for coming in.
Thanks
a million,
lads.
Thanks a million.
Right, fair play to you. Good luck. Bye. Fair play to the lads. Johnny Smacks, though, taking the glory. Johnny B's going to regret that for the rest of his life.
They took it very seriously.
I'm glad.
Yeah.
You got to take it seriously. You can't be messing around.
I think the music is just, once you hear the music, you're in. Whatever your thoughts are going into the game.
Yeah, you're like, oh, whatever. Just a quiz.
And then you hear that, you're like, oh, no, I ain't messing around here.
Music master.
Yeah. This game is no mess.
Yeah.
No messing on the Late Late Toy Show. It's unbelievable. Patrick Keelty is the host of the Late Late Toy Show. So good to catch up with him. What's he obsessed with, though, in his real life? You and I are both Manchester United fans. This has been such a difficult conversation with so many Manchester United fans over the years. But are we now a little bit more hopeful that Ruben, you're not hopeful that Ruben's in the room, no? No?
No, Ruben's not the problem.
But he might be the solution.
Sometimes I compare my home life. Do you know that moment when the substitute Dave comes on and the manager pulls them in and shows them the iPad formation?
Yes.
And they go, this is what I want you to go out and do today. Just go out and do this. And it's a very, very simple formation. And I nod and I sort of go out into the world and attempt these things. And then it becomes really, really clear as my wife is holding the iPad and looking out at me. And you can kind of see her sort of shaking her head. And suddenly turning from Pep Guardiola into Jose Mourinho and going, what is he doing? It's a simple system. It's a simple system. Amarin is not the problem. It is what is on the pitch.
Right.
That doesn't understand what needs to be done.
Okay, I get it.
I'm very hopeful for a top half finish.
Right, yeah, if we can get ninth, we'd be delighted. Come here, very quickly, before I let you go, I do the quick fire round of my guests, every guest I have on. So very quickly, what are you currently obsessed with, Mr. Keelty?
I am currently obsessed with the colour of grout that my wife has instructed me to get for next Monday for a downstairs bathroom.
Amazing.
I'm colourblind and this is not easy.
Who's the most famous person in your phone?
The most famous person in my phone is probably... Alex Ferguson or Will Ferrell?
That's the answer. That's the answer right there.
Yeah.
What's your favourite thing on a Christmas dinner plate?
It has to be the stuffing.
Nice, good choice. And the final question, Patrick, that I ask all my guests is, because I don't, do you wash your legs in the shower?
Half of them.
I don't need to know what half. But
no, I just think once you get down to the knee, then the water kind of should just drip down and sort the rest of that.
There you go. You're my kind of man. I knew it. And listen, let's chat again, get you in the studio in person in the new year.
I'd love that, Dave. Let's do that.
Patrick Keelty, what a legend. Late Late Toy Show, always great. The biggest event on Irish television. Don't forget to tune in to us Monday to Friday, 9 to 12 on Today FM for all the radio stuff. And of course, the podcast twice a week, wherever you get your podcast. Say bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Balls!
Dave Moore on Today FM.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Here's an offer you don't want to miss. For just $3, treat yourself to a Krispy Kreme donut, like their irresistible chocolate donut with sprinkles, and in any size hot coffee or refreshing iced tea, just $3. Whether you're fueling up for the day or just taking a sweet break, this deal is for you. Price and participation may vary. Offer valid December 10th through April 30th, 2025 at participating McDonald's while supplies last. Krispy Kreme and associated trademarks used under license. Copyright 2024 KKDC, copyright 2024 McDonald's.